I want to move on to a article that I came across on the Times of Israel, talking about a bereaved family that attempted to gate crash a court hearing held in Israel yesterday on the need for a state commission of inquiry. And it struck me that this is an issue that we just have not given enough airtime to, something we need to come to grips with and understand, something that we probably need to ask, will this, could this cure the very deep rifts and hurt that were caused due to the failures of October the 7th. So to discuss these issues is Dr. Ronit Levine-Schnur, a senior lecturer at the University Tel Aviv Law Faculty. Dr. Levine-Schnur, thanks for being with me on Chai FM. Appreciate your input this afternoon.
I am happy to discuss this very important issue with you.
I just want to start off with the article appearing in the Times of Israel yesterday, where they spoke about bereaved families shouting at the High Court that they had a part in what happened on October the 7th. Just, it's not often that you read about people attempting to gate crash a hearing, and I'm just wondering what that tells us about the emotional state of Israel right now in respect of this particular issue.
First of all, this has just happened today, a few hours ago. And, well, of course, the debate is quite heated, but we can't put aside the fact that that the government, on an ongoing basis, argues publicly against the Supreme Court. And these public claims the government is making against the Supreme Court are partially brought before the court by its solicitors, and partly brought before the court by the Knesset members such as Gottlieb, who are coming actively to the court and actually even screaming during court session. But also it's driving public involvement in these proceedings, and actually in many proceedings before the Supreme Court these days, not exclusively limited to the State Commission of Inquiry. Last week it was about the further service of Ben Gvir as the Minister of National Security, and such scenes were evidenced. So it's not really about the subject matter, I believe, of the Inquiry Commission, but rather on the question or the issue or the tension around the court's supremacy, about the court's legitimacy to limit the scope of discretion by the government, which is just the basic, it's like the ABC of democracies, of separation of powers, that the court puts some limits on governmental powers. And this is what the scenes are all about. Are we accepting such limitations on the government's power or not?
Wow. But in the context of Israel, it becomes so much more fraught. I suppose we've all lived through the judicial reform or the Mapecha Mishpatit, depending where you stand. We've seen that what this does is it just shows you the extent to which there are fractures in Israeli society, deep, real ones. I think most people would agree that some sort of reform was needed. The question is, what reform? But shouting down each other and delegitimizing your own institutions of state isn't going to serve anybody. It just makes no sense to me at all.
Just from observing the court's behavior today and last week, or a few days ago about the Ben Gvir hearing, I just want to emphasize that the court, time and time again and again, is trying to reach some compromise to avoid the need to deliver a decision. Today, they have really tried to see whether they can push until the elections, which their yes. exact date yes. is not yet yes. known, and avoid any need to deliver a decision. And so I wouldn't portray it as a symmetrical power relations in which each body or each institution is trying to get rid of the other. It's actually one-sided. And this is something that is really, really upsetting about the government's behavior, that it fuels the opposition to the court by saying again and again that the court is illegitimate. And I'm saying that the government does show these claims of delegitimation of the court. It does so from within the court by its own representatives outside the court, and it fuels the public debate with claims that the Supreme Court is not legitimate. And just a few days ago, just on our holy days of Yom HaZikaron, Remembrance Day, there was another public shaming by Prime Minister to the Chief of Justice, Justice Amit, that Prime Minister actually did not shake his hand, despite that he was offered a shake of hand by Justice Amit. And this is something that people see, and it is spread throughout the country that the Supreme Court is respect. And that's very bad to our institutional democracy. Regardless of what our opinions about what kind of inquiry commission should be established, or whether the Ben-Gvir is violating his responsibilities or not.
I find this discussion absolutely fascinating, and I could go on having it with you for ages, but I certainly veered off on a detour that I didn't intend to go on. I did want to discuss the Commission of Inquiry with you in more details. I want to bring you back to that particular issue, although I'd love to follow up these other issues with you at another stage. Talk to me about a Commission of Inquiry. Why is it so powerful under Israeli law? Why is it considered the most serious tool that Israel has for investigating national failures like the 7th of October?
So, first of all, interestingly, it's actually that there are no such, or as you would assume, such teeth to the State Commission of Inquiry, or what we call the Mamlakhti, right? The Republican or the Royal Commission. Actually, the institution itself has no such powers. And to the fact of the matter, just a few years ago, there was a tragic event in Har Meron, Mount Meron,
yes.
On Baruch Hay, and some, exactly, and in Lag BaOmer, and 44 people were they found their death there, and there was a State Commission of Inquiry, and the commission delivered its final report 2 years ago, including recommendations on personal responsibility by the Prime Minister and ministers and other members of the government, and nothing have happened. Nothing. So to say that the government is afraid or is hesitant to order on a State Commission of Inquiry because the powers this institution has sounds weird, because they know it, that if there is no respect to this institution, to its recommendation,
then
no one can force it. Right, it's very. I mean, nothing can. So the delegitimization here, is on the fact or not on the fact, on the question of whether we can reach a consensus regarding the truth. Can we agree on what the truth is? And if we delegitimize state inquiry of a commission of inquiry, what we are doing in this process is saying, look, no one can tell us what actually happened. It's all from position. Everyone has their own truth. It's my truth. It's your truth. Everything is what you believe in. And when you break the ability to reach a consensus about the facts, what you do is that you limit the possibility of the government to fall down in free elections, because you can't believe no one, you have no way to trust the truth that you are told, and therefore you can only go to what your instincts say or something like that tells you, and then it would mean that so what I'm saying is that it's not about the real legal tools or teeth the State Inquiry Commission has. It's about the public legitimacy
and the
of someone who's not the right, who's not the government, to tell you what is the truth, what are the facts. And the fight is over this. And this is, you know, you can, it's a global trend that you find it hard to know how to know. And this is why I find this fight against the State Inquiry Commission so troubling.
It's a battle for Israel's soul. That's what it is, as I'm understanding it. It really, it's all to play for.
You know, soul is a big word, and Israel's soul is, you know, we have our traditional soul. Yeah, you're right. But if we're talking about Israel as a modern, constitutional, democratic state, if we are unable to put our trust in certain Republican institutions, if we cannot put our trust in the government as representative of the people, not of its voters, that is something that we are really, really gonna miss. Because now that we have celebrated the Day of Independence, the Declaration of Independence 70 years ago, that moment of Declaration of Independence was a moment when we were able to put our political distinctions aside and say there is something that is bigger than the present, that is bigger than political disputes, that is bigger than disagreements. And what's happening now, and here I agree with you that it's about the Israel. So what's happening now is that we're actually taking a turn away from the idea that there are things that are simply beyond political dispute, that are consensual. And that is, and in the past, it was the Supreme Court, the army, the IDF, the State Commission of Inquiry. There were certain bodies, institutions in Israel that we all respected as standing beyond daily politics. And unfortunately, this is now being heavily contested by the government.
Dr. Ronit Levin-Shinur, we have to leave it there, but you certainly reminded us of the issues at hand. Thank you for your time this afternoon. It didn't go quite the way I was expecting, but I found it fascinating. Todarabalach, that was amazing.